It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History.
Win.
We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Oh my god, it takes forever for this thing to load. We are recording right now. The show has started, but the intro has not.
That's all right. Everybody wants to wait for the intro.
We might have to wait a little while. Maybe we'll pop it in somewhere in the middle of the show. Yeah. So we're the Uncle Buckers, Bobby, Dan, Chris. At some point, hopefully we'll get a fucking
intro.
We'll
just have some random intro that starts about 20 minutes from now.
Well, it's loaded, so if it does, it's just probably going to pop on at some point. So, we've missed you the last few shows, man.
I know.
It's not the same without you.
When you're arrested, there's little you can do about it. So, free man again.
I can't believe that you thought that – never mind. I'm not going to go there.
Listen, my lawyer advised me not to answer any specific questions about my arrest.
You can't talk about it, right?
Not yet.
There was a conversation going on here that you were having some growth removed. I didn't know if that was true.
Well, it was. Let's just say it was a stop to steal event that went wrong. And yes, there was a growth involved. very popular.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
So, into like the world of the Devils. Actually, we'll get to that in a second. Today's what? Monday? Did you guys have a good weekend? I didn't even ask you guys.
It was a busy weekend. How about you guys? What did you do, Bobby?
Mine was covered with sports. We talked a little bit about it the other day. I had double hockey practice, final baseball game. It's just really, really been busy with the schedule lately, but wouldn't have it any other way.
I think you should find time to start playing in a men's league, because then this way, you'll be right. Once you get enough experience, you can
play. So, Dan, as we were walking to our rink at 6 o'clock in the morning the other day, I went past the current men's league that we're already playing, which means it's a start time that I want nothing to do with. And then when I looked at their skill level, I was like, no, I would die. So I don't think I'm ready for that.
They were playing early in the morning?
Yeah. They usually play late, I know, but these were grown-ass men, and it was 6 o'clock.
We used to have a Sunday morning league. But it was not as popular. Most of the games I've ever played were always evening games and late night.
What about a girls' league, Bobby? Why don't you jump on a girls' league?
You could be the women's champion.
When we left our rink, we walked by that same rink. They did have some figure skating going on. I thought maybe I can go there and not get hurt.
You can go
at least not triple by another hockey player.
Double sow cow your ass right into a all women's hockey league. I think that's what you should do.
Blades of Glory. Both for Pedro. I saw that movie.
Blades of Glory?
Yeah.
Chaz Michael Michaels is figure skating. Bobby Pennsylvania is figure skating. Don't ever forget it. So I was off yesterday. That was like the first Sunday I was off in a really long time. Wow. That was nice. I took off. Yeah, did a little. I had to fix my freaking upstairs shower. It was what a pain in the ass that was. So my shower was leaking, like the faucet from the tub, right? Right. And it just dripping, 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 dripping. So, I checked it out, and they said to replace, the pin that you pull it up for the shower, the water to come out, and replace that little plastic gate inside and all that, which I fucking did, and it still kept leaking. So, after a little bit more research.
I just buy new shower heads.
Outside, that's not
the head. It's got to be the valve, the handle.
Oh,
exactly.
Right. Gotcha.
So, the shower, I took the whole handle off, and inside is this cartridge that it's like had to be replaced.
Is yours plastic? Plastic and brass, maybe?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And what a pain in the
dick. Well, you got to get the right one, right? See, I've been through this shit. And then, did you go to the store with it and you have 5,000 styles and you need yours and it doesn't exist?
Getting it wasn't a problem. They had one left that was the right one at Lowe's and I grabbed that. But getting it off, I had to use
special tools.
I had to use a special tool, this weird, it's a special tool. Well, you do that because it's a little wonky and slow.
And everybody gets off with my special tool.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
It's like a T. It's got a little screw in the middle. Yes. And then there's two T's on it. So you screw it in. Mm-hmm. You set the screw. And then you fucking got to jiggle and pull it out. Mm-hmm. And there was real quick. I was watching a TikTok the other day.
All the plumbers are upset right now, but go ahead.
I know. I was watching a TikTok the other day, and this guy is like like 20-something year olds, right? And they're in bed, right? And he rolls off of her, and she's like, "That's it?" He's like, "Yeah, I do it like I play hockey." He's like, "I hop on 30, 40 seconds max, and I dump it in and get off."
That's a very good analogy.
Dump it in and get off.
That's nice.
And then, so anyway, and she said, "Well, then when is the next guy coming on the ice? Because we need another shift."
There you go.
And then it got really.
His wife, really, yeah, she was like, "Well, then I guess I'm double shifting tonight."
Yeah, exactly. And,
yeah. So, yeah, but it was a fucking pain in the ass. I finally got the freaking thing off, and then I bring the new one home, and it was a pain in the ass to get in. And then finally, like, you know, for something, I'm watching a YouTube video, and the guys are like, "Just pull this out, pop it back in, and it's all is good in the world." I was like, "Right, yeah. Well, my house is also like over 100 years old."
Yeah, so that's the everything thing. Everything is shit gets old. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so it sucks. But that was my fun day yesterday, and I watched Red Zone. NFL Red Zone might be the greatest invention in sports history. Right. It is fantastic. I can just
show
sit there.
Lot of content. It's not just like a quick highlight. Like you'll get like a whole Red Zone rush, a whole segment, and it's pretty good for that.
My wife's sitting on the couch with me yesterday. She's like, "This is like for football fans with ADD." She's like, "How do you follow any of this?" She's like, "There's three different things going on at one time, and everyone's talking over it." And I'm
like, "Here's what I think she doesn't appreciate." Like, football has so much fucking downtime.
Yes.
And if you could fill that in with the Red Zone show and you're just staying with the best parts of the game, I mean, that has a value there. I don't know if we could have one that's really equivalent in hockey. I don't think it exists.
Well, they're doing it. You're going
do you think it's the same
it tomorrow.
Experience, though? You think it's going to be as
– It's a little bit – You got to think about it. So it's a little bit difficult, like different as far as like the NFL Red Zone. So whenever a team gets into the red zone, they go on to and they watch and you watch that game. Now, what do you can't like anytime a team's in the offensive zone, you're going to flip
crazy
over to that game
and be all manic.
I guess it would just
with epilepsy go in the season.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess it would just be goals,
power plays and stuff.
So but yeah, ESPN is doing it tomorrow. All 32 teams are playing. I won't be able to watch any of it.
See, they're going to always have to play a lot of catch-up. You have a warning
right.
in football. Okay, yep. Somebody's going to score. Yes, once in a blue moon, there's that long run that nobody saw coming, and like you know, they were down at their own 20.
Right.
And I guess Red Zone's going to miss those. But you know,
but they go back and then show it to you. You know,
yeah, exactly. When the game's like sometimes at its best, end-to-end action, how are you going to show Red Zone on that? It's always
–
every second is a dangerous second.
Well, John Buccigross has his work cut out for him tomorrow because that's the first one that they're doing.
Well, I'm very curious to see how it's going to work out.
And I think it has to be mostly retro then. Like, you know, it just happened and they feed it in. It's got to be.
And then tomorrow will be, I think, the staggered starts, right? Like every 15 minutes from 5 o'clock on because the Montreal game tomorrow actually starts at 7:15. So they're doing like the staggered start so you can catch a few minutes of each game, that kind of thing, which is kind of cool. I like
that. Trying to look at it as like a whole league and selling the whole league because NHL really doesn't I mean, of probably all the sports, it's the least able to do that, where it's just kind of regular season is for the home market television.
Yes.
And that's basically it.
And I mean, you'll have, you know, 10 games on and they all start at 7 o'clock, you know, and it's kind of, you know, it kind of stinks, you know, after you're done watching your one game and then everything else is over. Like I like the 10 o'clock games. I love ESPN Plus just being able to have all of those games on. I absolutely love it. I think
it is cool.
Because it's ridiculous how long like every game started at 7. So when you're in intermission, all the games are in intermission.
Yeah.
And nobody thought. Remember when it was different when the Devils almost always started at 7:30 back at Lou Lamoriello? And that was always off schedule. But everything else was always the same thing. It took somebody like 5 seconds to go, "Can we maybe stagger a couple of start times?" Oh, yeah.
I mean, some sports, this matters probably more than others. I mean, which of the sports do you think that the average fan sees the most games that don't involve their team?
Football.
I don't think it's hockey, right? It's got to
be football.
You say football. It's got to be
without a doubt.
Football.
Sometimes you don't even have a choice, right? You get whatever's on.
And football fans will watch any football game.
Right.
You know, it just
I don't
especially
think that's true.
With the
baseball. Baseball seems like the average fan rarely watches a game that's not their team.
Baseball thinks that everybody wants to watch the Red Sox and Yankees. If they're not a fan of those two teams.
Right.
They just put that shit on all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
It was fun when those rivalries were killing each other, but now it's like, just knock this shit off.
Yeah, I agree.
It's too much.
I agree. But so we got four games coming up this week. We have, Montreal tomorrow night in Montreal. We have Washington at home on Wednesday night. We have Buffalo at home on Friday night and the Minnesota Wild on Sunday afternoon or late evening, rather. Late afternoon, early evening, I guess.
5 o'clock, yeah.
5 o'clock. So, Dan, we did our pucker predictions for the three games. You were not here. Would you like to give us your pucker predictions?
I will. I was looking at this schedule, and this is one that before the season we would have said this stretch on paper seems like a good stretch for the Devils. But as the beginning of the season has shown us, not necessarily. Like, we got that winning record, but let's face it, it's by the slimmest of margins, right? We've been kind of touched with the injury bug. So, you know, I had a couple things. I'm still looking mostly pretty positive. So my first thing I'm looking for is that this is kind of something I want for the team to turn and do right away is start spreading more scoring around, right? We know that our top guys, you know, Hughes and Brad have been killing it. And, you know, last game showed us other guys that we knew were going to come online starting to. So I'm going to predict that we'll get one new scorer, somebody who hasn't had a goal yet, in each of the next three games. We're looking at games. Is that right? Or we're all
three.
So I'm thinking.
Don't worry about the Minnesota game. That'll be put into next week's.
A new goal scorer in each of the three games.
Yes. I think it's enough in the year to where it's not a ridiculous thing to say.
That's a hat trick for sure.
That's definitely a hat trick.
Yeah, it's possible, but it's definitely going to be a tough one to hit. I'm also going to pick something that is maybe on the negative side, hopefully not looking at predicting losses or anything, but I think we're going to have over this stretch three disallowed goals. And I'm not going to say one in each. I think it's still a pretty good, strong and, you know, solid bet to make that among the next three.
Is Dan going for the hat trick of hat tricks?
I'm trying.
He's going for the super hat trick.
Right. I mean, I like shooting, you know, three-pointers. I'm not good at basketball, but I will put that fucking ball up. And I don't care if it really hits or not. And when you throw it up there, like even if you have to one-arm it because you're at half court.
Yeah. I mean, all through high school, you just act like it's going to go in. You were hookshot Dan. I mean, you were fucking, you know, where's Dan? He's beyond the paint, man. He's fucking just throwing up rainbows all day.
It is one of my favorite memories from street basketball. Doing a no look from across the street,
over your head,
backwards shot.
Right.
That was a swish, and everybody fucking died. And I didn't even turn around; I heard it swish, and it was like it went in. And that was the highlight of my basketball career. One in a million shot. I'll never do again.
Big dick basketball moment right there.
Yeah, that was.
I like that. I have.
Otherwise,
zero.
I hate basketball.
I am about like seriously like I think 3 year olds can beat me in basketball. That's fucking bad I am. I'm really bad at it. But so what's your third prediction?
The third prediction, well, I was trying to think of when we said, you know, hat tricks. We were talking about Gordy hat tricks, and I don't know if I'm going to predict one of those, but I will predict that we will have three fights and win two out of the three.
Wow. Okay. Another hat trick.
Yeah. So I got to stick with the hat tricks.
You upped me with my two sets. That's
now, I think if I win this, I'm good for the season. If I hit all three.
I don't know.
Chance I'm going
to
hit
zero. Just do a bunch of ones after that.
I might have to start swinging for the fences soon.
I figured I'd come out swinging for the fences. And if I start a week behind, I'll start a week behind. But the reward's so great because if I hit these, you guys could be really behind the eight ball.
That's true.
Yeah, well, let's see. Bobby has two hat tricks. So
Bobby, 7 points
out of a point.
Bobby, your hat tricks might be smarter bet. I heard a little bit there of them. Did anybody have a stupid prop or a bet here on this?
No, one
that
was not
just,
yet.
So stupid, just dumb.
No, but I think I'm going to get into that. Like, maybe some stupid mascot prop.
I think mine are pretty stupid.
You know?
Mine are kind of hard to hit. They're a little
I think they're pretty much almost impossible to hit, think they're good.
I don't need that kind of reality this early on, but okay.
I mean, I would say you probably have a 3%, maybe 4% chance of hitting these.
Tell me the odds.
Never tell me. Jesus. But yeah, so we'll see how that goes. Uh-huh. A new score in each of the next three games, I think, is completely possible. Yeah. I don't think that that's on the realm of possibility.
It's my most optimistic goal.
Three disallowed goals over the next three games. I don't know. That's kind of tough.
We already had. I think we've had two, didn't we?
No, we haven't had any, have we?
Oh yes, we have.
Yeah.
Toffoli we have? One in.
Oh yeah, that's right. But that wasn't called a goal. Now, okay, wait. Let's actually clarify. Disallowed
goal. Let's clarify.
So, like, we kind of knew right when that happened. Like, they said no goal right off the bat. Are you saying that it's got to be like something like that?
I'm not saying it has to be no goal. They can either call it right. a spot, no goal, or it can be a goal and then it's reviewed and overturned. You're going to have a disallowed goal.
Okay. So even if it's not called a goal, right, but it has to be called a goal and then reversed because then it's not a disallowed goal.
I think we still call those disallowed goals when a ref waves it off immediately.
Okay. All right.
At least for the purposes of this bet, and I'm glad you're clarifying before I win big this one. But for the purpose of this bet, if a goal is waved off immediately or later reversed, I'm going to call that a disallowed goal.
This works.
Okay.
I'll allow it.
So, I think we can live with that. I think that makes perfect sense.
I think it's still going to be a hat trick either way.
All right. And then your other one of three fights. I mean, we just don't fight a lot.
No. And I think this is my worst prop bet, definitely.
Yeah.
But especially with these three teams coming up, I don't even see that as a very chippy type of game. Although Washington kind of sucks.
But, yeah. You know. I was thinking about Washington, number one, as being the chippiest. But I was also thinking we have the possibility of having some really lopsided games.
Yes.
That's when fights happen, too.
Yeah.
You start beating the piss out of a team, don't be surprised when there's a fight in the third period.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Chris, don't tell Dan, but I think he actually prepared for this.
I absolutely did not.
You just made this up just now?
Dan never prepared. He was writing them down when we were bullshitting before we did the show.
On the spot. And I honestly forget what the last one was already because I did not even jot a note for that one.
That was a fight. That was your last one.
No.
You had the new scorer, three games. You had three disallowed goals over three games and three fights. Yes. And winning two out of three, more.
That is the dumbest one.
Now, you know, let's go to what you just said about these next couple of games. This kind of is a get right week, right, for the Devils, like on paper. Like you're looking at this and saying we should have – I mean, Montreal, you know, is going to kind of play you tough. But we should definitely – like our offense is definitely far better than theirs. We should definitely win that game.
Right.
Washington is – they're fucking done, dude. They are so bad right now.
Like the wheels came off, and that's
yeah. It. They look old and slow, and I mean, Ovi's like barely even showing up now. So right. I think, that should be a good one. Buffalo is, you know, they're supposed to be the team on the rise, but they really haven't played it yet.
They've definitely had a rough start.
Yeah, they've had a rough start
from everybody's best predictions.
I think this is kind of a. You know, 5 out of 6 point week for sure. And if Buffalo had been where we thought they were going to be, I would say at that point maybe I'd settle for 4 points. But given the way they're playing, like if you don't come out with 5 to 6 points, I think that's not too successful.
And even Minnesota on Sunday, I think we should. I mean, we'll tackle that game later on in the week, but that's a game we should win, especially at home.
I know
win, but I think that's going to be tough. The Devils always play tough.
The ones we looked at prior to this that. We said we should have won, and they were either way too close or didn't win. That's
Now, did you get a chance to watch the game on what night was? What was the last game we had?
That was Friday,
Friday. Friday.
Yeah, who was that? I'm fucking drawing a blank.
That was Islanders and the 5-4 overtime.
Yeah, did you watch that?
I've since caught up with it, but I didn't get to watch it live. And exciting game.
Yeah, it was a good
game. I was doing a lot of driving that night, and I did tune in for quite a bit with Doc and Chico. Boy, I love listening to them on the radio.
Doc's back? That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm not sorry. Not Matt McLaughlin. Sorry, Matt.
Matt and Chico, yeah.
Yeah, Matt and Chico is such a great combo, especially when you got to be in the car there. Every time I hear them, I appreciate them more. Nice. I don't know. I used to just be like, everything after Mike Miller was not good, after he was gone. But these guys really grew on me.
Yeah, I don't listen.
There's a long time of Matt by himself. I did not like Matt and Randy Belichick. Randy Belichick was great with Mike Miller, but I didn't like him much.
Mike Emmerich.
But Yeah.
Oh, no, Mike Miller used to do the radio, right? Yeah, Mike Miller, okay. I'm sorry. I was getting confused with him and Emmerich. You're right. Miller.
And
Miller,
yeah, I think Ben Belichick worked with both of them.
Right? Yes, he was the color guy on TV for a long time, too. Mm-hmm. And then Chico was, and then now Kenny. And I like Ken and Spalding. I think they do a good job. Spalding's mm-hmm. just such a dork. It's kind of fun to listen to. He's such a little geek. Like
he's a young guy.
So happy to be
he's younger than I thought. I just pulled up the other day.
Is he even 40?
No, he's like 32.
Sometimes some of the naive things he says, I wouldn't be surprised if he just looks like he's in his mid to late 30s and is in his 20s maybe. Because
I was just curious.
He just doesn't get it, how some things you're not supposed to say, you know?
Yeah, one of the obscure things I was going to do.
Looks like he's going to have a shutout
for our picks.
The second
was,
period, Bill. Chill the fuck out.
Yeah, he does need to stop on that.
Yeah,
I wanted to see if I can predict something he might say. He's not really hooked on it. So I started to kind of look into him a little bit, and then whatever I found out,
I got
Wikipedia,
one for next time.
And when I saw like his graduation year, like my mind quickly went to the math of that, and I was like, holy shit, this guy's like a kid.
Is he a Jersey guy?
It was either Jersey or New York. I think it was New York. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna.
But yeah, I mean, good on him for getting this role that early in life. He had done. He's only been a professional broadcaster for like 6 years before that, just doing like other types of hockey and Olympics and stuff. Maybe 8 years, but still landed a pretty good gig for 30
I love being a critical prick, but I will forever thank him for replacing Kanglitz. I was not a fan of Kanglitz. He's so much better.
Yeah.
I think I still maintain. I've said this before. There's a connection between the Devils just falling apart every year in him. And the moment he leaves, we have our best year in decades.
So you think it's all correlated to Cangelosi?
Somehow that voice, I don't know what happened, but he put a curse on this team and Spalding helped us remove it. So no matter what goofy shit he says, it'll always be better than the alternative.
This is true. And at least his voice doesn't crack like he's a fucking 13-year-old prepubescent fucking boy.
Yeah.
And the worst part was like Cangelosi looked like a prepubescent little boy. Like he was this weird looking troll, hobbit looking dude. Yeah,
he's a little melted looking.
It was hard enough to lose Doc Emmerich.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. So whoever's coming in is got a shadow you're never going to live up to, but then just compounded.
And I said that to myself for like 2 years, trying to give this guy a chance. You know, dude, you're being too critical of this guy. You know, nobody's Doc Emmerich. But I'm like, no. Then you start watching other teams and other broadcasts. Like, nobody has this. Why are we stuck with this?
Yeah.
You know, I didn't think there was a worse one out there. I mean, to be honest with you.
I will say that so far, the worst one that I've heard so far, I mentioned it last week, but whoever does the play-by-play for the Avalanche, I can't stand him. He's got his stupid little catchphrases, and it's so fucking douchey. I'm like, oh, man. And you know, no matter who they are, he has his little nickname for him, and he it's so – I'm so glad that we don't have a friggin' announcer that does that, you know. Yeah.
Yes,
Jack is back and on the attack or whatever stupid shit he says, you know?
Exactly. We don't need the, what's his name?
Sterling.
Yankees. Yes. Yankees. Sterling.
Yeah. Yeah. He's awful.
Right.
But so Montreal, you guys think that should be a nice, easy win, right? I mean, not easy, but we should definitely get that one, right?
Yeah. I mean, you're going to be really, unless something strange happens, where we suddenly get unfortunate injuries real quick. You're going to be super shocked to lose that game.
Let's touch on the injuries. This is a kind of a big deal. Nosek went on IR today, retroactive IR.
So who do we have on the IR right now again? Nosek and who else?
I think just Nosek right now is on the IR.
Who started out on the IR? Am I wrong that somebody started out this year on the IR?
Nolan Foote started on the IR.
Nolan Foote did.
And he's off now.
He's still on.
Nosek is on.
Yeah, you're right. The Nosek and him. But Calfoot was just brought up from Utica.
Okay.
So we have a defenseman. Miller. Is Miller on the
IR?
He's
not ready. He's not officially on the IR right now.
So has he been hurt? Is that why we haven't seen him?
The one game that we said, I still don't understand why he's not getting in this game. That's the game that he did get hurt in practice like the morning before.
That's right. You had said that.
We should have put those two together for that particular night. But at the same time, we had a reason for saying what we were saying. But yeah, he is officially on the injured list right now, or at least medical. He's got a medical icon next to him. But yeah, he's definitely not playing. Same with Brian Halloran. Halloran?
I don't know. Yeah. He's one of the kids, right?
Yeah.
But then they have, I think, did Heischer practice today?
He sure did practice.
He sure did practice. Yep. Okay.
Red jersey, but
okay. So,
no contact.
So he'll probably be in the lineup tomorrow. But that also then brings, whatchamacallit, with no Nosek.
No Holla.
No Holla. We don't know when he's coming back.
Right.
I think that McLeod was centering the second line today at practice, I saw. Yeah, because I know that maybe he should practice, but he didn't. I don't think he was like into like the two. I know he was there, right. But I don't think he was doing the drills and stuff because yeah, I saw so Amanda Stein up, had so posted could, up yeah. that McLeod was up there with Bratt and I guess Toffoli.
Yeah,
no. Oh, breathing practice.
Yeah, Toffoli, right? No, yeah, was playing? No, because Toffoli was playing with Jack and Meyer.
So, Palat. Yeah.
Palat. That's right. So, yeah, they're going to. So, here, yeah. Nico Hischier with the upper body. Eric Holla, upper body. Tomas Nosek, lower body. Colin Miller, all dealing with injuries in the four games. And then we have bat down in Utica. Simone Nemec is hurt. Santeri Hataka is hurt.
Yeah.
Nolan Foote, Brian Hallinan. They're both hurt down there. So
you can get we're bug. Don't you think like you start going over the whole list? Like you just read guys in an organization who are probably never going to play, but you right. start thinking we're fucking screwed. We're getting hit with this, right? Like, is this how far from a normal amount of injuries do you think we realistically are right now? I feel like we're feeling it's a little bit, you know, more than usual, but is it really that big a deal where we can't fill these roles right now?
No, I think, you know, Holla hurts, but again, I thought that the team played really good without him on Friday night against the Islanders. I thought that they had, I guess, that third line was centered by
McLeod came up.
McLeod, yeah. McLeod was playing with Mercer and Holtz. That's a great on that
job
line.
By him because
and I thought they did a really good job.
He's a young guy.
Yeah,
filling.
And I thought. That's great. I thought Chris Tierney played really well on that game. Like that? So I mean, I liked him. I mean, he's a veteran. Like they said during the show, like, you know, he's not going to make a ton of mistakes. He, you know, he could score a timely goal here and there, but he's just a veteran guy. That
how would you compare him to like Lazar? Doesn't he seem like he's kind of a similar kind of player? Or
he seemed like a similar type of player to me. I haven't seen enough of him Tierney to really make a decision. Like I like Curtis Lazar. I like his game. I'm digging this team right now. I'm really, you know, I'm glad that our injuries. It sucks for Hischier. Like hopefully he can get back in because he hasn't started out well. And then now with an injury thing, is absolutely. This going to be one of these things where it's just an off year for Hischier? You know, and I'm hoping not.
I don't think so, and I don't think they can afford to have like a. Off year from Hischier. To some ways, like last year, you know, there were some people who were a little off, and I'm not saying he reached 100% of his potential, but take away his contribution last year, and it's not so good. So, yeah.
And he had a great, you know, he did have a good game, even though he didn't get on the score sheet against the Islanders. You know, he did have three high danger chances, three shots on goal. He was, you know, around, and actually, in the practice today, he had Mercer centering the fourth line. Right. So that's interesting. But it's good to have these guys that can play anywhere. You know, you got a guy like McLeod that can basically center any line and do a good job. Same thing with Mercer. You know, you like him on the wing, but he's fine in the middle if he has to be. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the depth of this team, which is something I don't think that we had last year. We definitely didn't have this type of depth.
Nope.
You know, and also now you got whatchamacallit. These were the forward lines. This is for Saturday's practice we had. So maybe that's what I saw. Yeah, this was Saturday's practice, not today's. So Saturday we had Hughes centering Toffoli and Meyer, McLeod centering Palat and Bratt, Mercer, centering Tierney and Holtz, and then we just had Lazar and Bastion, so we were just running with 11 forwards for that practice. Right. But now with Hischier back, that shouldn't be a problem, and things will kind of probably settle back. McLeod will get down to that third line again, and Tierney will probably get moved to the fourth line.
Right about that depth. I mean, you know what I'm reminded of is when we went to the playoffs last year. I was very impressed by Carolina. I mean, that was a team with some depth.
Yeah,
they came into the round against us with, two of their top four or five names down.
Yeah.
And they put on a great performance, right? They really outplayed the Devils in that series. There's no doubt about it. And that's the kind of depth that I think we have this year, which is sick, you know, to say that we could be without two of our top three or four guys and still be a team that wins playoff games? I think that's not an outlandish thing to say.
I think there's one guy that this team can't play without, and that's Jack. I think everybody else, the team can, I think, would be okay. I really
do. And you never know. You might have the team show some heart you didn't expect. Just like you said, you know, Hall of missing him, you know, look who stepped in his role and did a job that you didn't expect, right?
And you never want injuries, and you certainly don't want them this early. But in a way, you know, it's kind of good. We do get to see what this depth can do, how much it can hold for us and such, because they're going to be needed. Everyone's going to be needed.
And if you're going to have them, the injuries, have them early.
Sure.
You know, have them when everyone's still figuring shit out. I mean, everyone
on panic when you're trying to get points to stay in the playoff hunt.
Yeah.
Right now is a good time where you can just chill and just, you know, deal with this kind of change.
But it does make us realize again just how much everything went right last year. Right. And we talked about that with our points predictions. Like, yeah, they could eclipse it, but they also very well could not just because of, you know, luck.
Right.
And the injuries have a lot to do with it.
Injuries rate that they were on like three quarters of the season through.
Yeah.
I mean, they had very few injuries.
You could be like a team like Edmonton right now, which has started very slow. And then now McDavid's out and there's, you know, a couple of weeks. That's a little scary. If you're an Edmonton fan, I think I'd be a little bit nervous. You know, you don't, I mean, they definitely have the firepower once they're all healthy that, you know, whatever points they need to get made up, they can make up. But even when he was in the lineup this first few games, they weren't playing good, man.
Right.
So that's a little concerning.
Well, they were playing good. They gave up 8 goals in one game. Right?
Yeah,
so
no.
That's really not playing good.
Well, Dan, since you are the resident goalie guru on the Uncle Puckers.
Wow, okay.
It's
an honor. I don't think, but okay.
What is your, like, impression of Schmid right now?
I'm not doing impressions.
Give us a good... You totally missed that one.
Accurate answer, which is the most boring thing to do. I apologize.
That's all right.
Yeah, I'm not going
to. You have to answer this in a Swiss accent.
That's for sure. Yeah, right. Not impressive, but more like Swiss cheese. No, it's definitely not that bad.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. Any kind of cheese humor. But, you know, I think instead of being like, this is his team, it's there for the taking, he's showing some real human, you know, sophomore-ish kind of play that you expect from a goalie his age. Okay. I don't think he looks like shit. I don't think it's like everything's falling apart. Oh, the show's starting, guys. The show is finally starting. That is something to like, guys. That's amazing.
Now we know what we're going to say later.
Jesus Christ.
The next time we'll do is we'll start the show a half hour early and everything will sync up great.
That's perfect. That's all right. Back to Akira Schmid. It's fucking shit show.
His timing is just not right. He's a little late, just like that intro.
Exactly.
Now, his game is not horrible. He's been a little up and down. He's where you'd expect him to be if not for the really amazing performance he put on in a relatively small amount of games last year. So he's definitely got that question mark, looks bigger and brighter above him, right? It doesn't look like it's being answered at all. I'm not panicked about him at all. I think he still has... wait, you know, a lot of time to develop. But one big question I had in my mind is he going to develop a speed to, you know, overtake Vanecek and be not only the Devil's better goalie, but one that you feel really excited to go in the playoffs with? That has not been answered in the affirmative at all, right? He's just kind of treading water right now, looking like he's where he needs to be on a development path that is not putting him as number one this year. Put it that way, okay? Not talking shit about his ultimate place that he could be on this team. I still see a lot of good things, but I don't think he's like rocketing to the number one spot on his own. That's clear.
Does it worry you that he's not?
Not really, because I think when, you know, people who are going to make peace with the Devils not going after a goalie this year, which I was one of those people, I guess, you know, I did say all along, if we could make the deal and not hurt the team, yeah, let's go for a more experienced name who could win now. But, you know, I know we don't have that question answered from our guys. But I did think, look, put in proper perspective, what teams have that question really answered to the point that it really matters? And I'm one who think goalie matter, but I also know, like, we've had some expendable goalies on cup winning teams in the last few years. And I don't mean to say expendable, but interchangeable is probably more like it. Goalies that have been, you know, traded away by their teams and, you know, are coming right back down to earth. So, you know, I didn't think we had guys that you couldn't win with. Let's put it that way. So I wasn't panicked. And I still think Vanecek can be more than serviceable. He can be, you know, get his game together as solid as is necessary to take us all the way, if, you know, and not be the weakest link on his team. It's just not a given. I'd say the chances of that happening, of us getting that kind of performance where win or lose, you are not going to blame your goaltending this playoffs. I think the chance of us getting that kind of performance is maybe 7 out of 10. I'm still positive on it that between the two guys, we're going to get that, get there.
You know, you had mentioned, and, you know, I think we all completely agree that a big issue with the, well, not an issue with the goaltending, but just how they're like, go back 20, 25 years, right? And there were really elite goaltenders in this league. Right. Like, just, and there's, in the, every team seemed to have just a great guy behind, between the pipes. And, you know, with how interchangeable they are, like, there's really not. Like, I mean, you have maybe four or five that are really outstanding, and then every single team seems like they have a situation like the Devils.
I know, and it's so weird because I sometimes think that it's the teams, the sport, and goaltenders in particular are products and victims of their own success. So in other words, they brought up the overall quality of the skating in this league to the point that there's no place for fighters anymore. It's not just the rule changes. The everybody's so fast. That guy's going to stick out like a sore thumb. You know, like, so the overall ability of all the players. They look at the goaltending. We had those greats that were like the elites. They were, you know, any period where there'd be like four or five guys who were like the guys. It's probably true that they were amazing in their own time. And it was a time where they could have their own style. And you know, you could really attribute their skill to them. But I also think that the game is so changed. We've actually brought up the bottom of the goaltenders who make the NHL. They are all so damn good. They're all on the same level. And it's weird because if you look just on the stats, you might sit around and go, look, dude, I'm a big Marty Brodeur guy. I'll tell you that these guys don't have his numbers anymore. And you're right. And part of it is at least the fact that we had guys scoring goals who probably would not even be in this league today. They were not necessarily always the best shots and not always the best saves. And, you know, I mean, look at some of the goals that the Devils scored when we were like maybe mocking our opponents, right? Ron Hextall, end of his career, he had some laughable goals that he had. Now I'm going to tell you that we don't get hardly as many of those bonehead type of, I can't believe the goalie let that goal in, you know, a half ice shot. Those are super rare now in NHL. And I'd love to see the stats on it because I really don't know. But when you look at quality of goals, the goaltenders are so damn good. You know, that's part of what's led it to the point where you don't care which goaltender is playing for you. If he's an NHL goaltender, he can win.
You know, also for you to be in that elite category, it just, I guess, goes to show you how much better you have to be in that Shesterkin, Sorokin, Hollebuck conversation, you know? Like, I mean, because really, I mean, you go through like every single team that people have a, you know, gold star next to as Stanley Cup favorites. Right. I think maybe I would say Dallas is the only one out of maybe the top five or six that has a solid number one guy in Jake Oettinger, where everybody else are like, if their goalie can pull through in the playoffs. Yeah. Right. And like you said, because of the amount of skill that's out there.
Yeah.
Like,
and they spent the last 20 or 30 years doing so much more specific training for that position. I mean, you got to remember, like, it wasn't really that long that we've had goalie coaches that these players would have ever seen until they got to the NHL level. Like, they would go and win on big teams. Nobody would even coach that position very much. They might go to, like,
a you're on your clinics. Own.
Yeah. And now, forget about it. These athletes have people who dedicated just to that position and all the little nuances of it. And it's gotten so, you know, well practiced. It's just the way it is.
Well, there's about 20 minutes, 25 minutes. My Minnesota Vikings will be taking the field to get thoroughly pummeled by the San Francisco 49ers. I will not be betting on this game, but I'll tell you, there is one prop that I maybe would take, and I was thinking about it. But the NFL season is going strong like it is tonight, boys and girls, and DraftKings Sportsbook is hooking new customers up with an offer that's even stronger. Bet $5 on any game this week and score $200 instantly in bonus bets. And all customers can take advantage of sweeteners every game day this October. the prop I was going to say was Kirk Cousins. I think it's 223 or 253 yards over under. I definitely take the over. I think they'll be getting their asses kicked big enough that there'll be a lot of garbage time throws in the fourth quarter that'll probably get them over 300 yards.
I feel like you need an intervention with this prediction.
It's all right. I'm used to it. But get in on game day greatness. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code THPN. New customers can score $200 instantly in bonus bets when you bet $5 on the NFL. That's code THPN only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. The crown is yours.
Okay.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. Licensee partner, Golden Nugget, Lake Charles, Louisiana. 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction.
Void where in Ontario.
Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance or 7 days, whichever comes first. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms for eligibility and deposit restriction terms and responsible gaming resources.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Isn't that fantastic?
It is. I didn't know Connecticut was so nice, and that's awesome.
Yeah, and they have their own little, like New York, their own little helpline for when you figure that you just bet away your kids' college tuition and
help.
And everything went sideways, and my wife left me, and I can't believe that Kirk Cousins didn't throw for 6 touchdowns today. Why did I bet?
All I wanted to do was have some fun this weekend, and my life turned into a country song.
Yeah, exactly. So. Gamble responsibly is what we're saying.
And then you're just having fun and everything's cool. You can do this.
You can walk this line. Just remember, this is going to get me out of the hole. This one hits, man. I'm in the plus side. Remember, you're being a fucking asshole. Don't be a fucking asshole. That's simple.
That's motivational.
That's great.
This needs to be on a loop, like in the restroom at a casino.
I want to go to a casino.
It's been a long time. I think I was talking about this with someone about how we used to go and just play poker all night, and that was fun.
I don't do shit anymore.
No, we got old.
You guys ever do a 3-card poker?
We're almost old enough to go back.
I like 3-card. Like with you guys, we would go and get in the poker rooms, play hold'em and stuff. But on my own, if Jamie and I are just wandering around, I get an hour or two on 3-card. Haven't walked off a 3-card poker table yet without winning.
Wow.
Not much. It could be 100, it could be 400, 600, but every time. It's another one of those kind of low and slow.
You can't lose.
The way I see it,
if you go down to Atlantic City and you walk out not losing any money, it's a huge plus. Even if you walk out and you're like, hey, I spent, $200, and that's not too bad if you had a whole night of having fun.
If you can't lose that game, why don't you quit your job? You'd be making more money. Right?
Oh, you're lazy. I bet small.
Just do that for a living. Yeah. What's the matter with you?
Yeah, I'm just bet small. I start with 100. I walk off
huge,
the table.
I think you're making a huge mistake.
You kind of double down on those bets.
I mean, this
in all honesty,
you're leaving money literally on the table.
I got a gambling
literally
problem.
On the
I've
table.
Been listening a lot to you guys trying to talk me down. So
only in certain states. I don't know if you've learned that. I've learned this from those ads. Is that this is only a problem in some states, and they're working on it. That's what I get from it. So it's very
you can
good.
Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net.
They don't like prank calls.
No, and you could be like, I have a 3-card poker problem. I keep winning, and they're gonna say you don't have a gambling problem.
I'm like, sir, how much do you bet? I'd be like, I am down for a whopping 100. They'd be like, we don't want to talk to you.
Exactly. They definitely don't want to talk to you. I just never really got into gambling. It's just like actual like sports betting and stuff. Right. I bet if I had money, that would be a lot of fun.
I call that number sometimes. And what I'm trying to do, well, I figure most of the people are former gamblers themselves and they're trying to help. But my goal is to flip them. Yeah, put that anywhere. But my goal is to flip them. And so they're trying to help me with my problem. I want to tell them about this fucking sweet, sweet action I was in on.
Right.
And it was so awesome. And by the way, I could go in right now and see if they would put in with me. Just basically make them get back on the train, fall off the wagon.
Right. And do you
that would be a win.
Then Dan used to go to payphones all the time and call 1-800-MATTRESS.
Oh, shit. I thought you were making something up, but that's true.
No, it is.
It is true.
You used to do it all the fucking time.
What an idiot. Now, I just made a... Of course, I don't call 1-800-GAMBLER. I was thinking that's something an idiot would do. What's hilarious is that's exactly the kind of thing I used to do.
Yes. Yeah, any payphone, you couldn't walk by one and be like, where's Dan? Yeah. Oh, he's calling 1-800-MATTRESS.
I'm always angry. My mattress is late. And they're sorry. And they start looking up information. Right. You know? By the time, well, we don't have any. Yeah, it's on, you know, I live at 123. Go fuck yourself. You know, it's always a stupid, childish way to bail on the call.
It's so funny.
Oh, yeah. That's I used to respond to any kind of thing for sale in the paper. I don't know if you were around for that. Like,
you know, no, I don't remember you doing that.
Oh yeah, we used to get like the newspaper where it and stuff, and I'm selling.
You go through the classifieds.
Yes, and you know, just ask them about it, and just bust their balls about it, and try to be.
That's the shit you're gonna do in like 20 years when you're
very
an old
jerky
man.
Boy influenced. We always liked the jerky boys.
Yeah,
everybody wanted to be a jerky boy.
Awesome. But you're like just going to be this old lonely man calling up people from the classified. Tell me about the bicycle that you have for sale there.
It's
$75? How many wheels does it have?
No, man. You just can't do that anymore. It's not fun because everybody's on like marketplace and you'd have it sucks. It's like now you can't even just fuck around with somebody. It's either like a crime or you have no contact with the person. It's just the way life is, you know?
And prank calls used to be so much fun. Like, they were so much fun when you were... That's something like culture. Our children will never know what it's like to actually make a fun
prank call.
I mean,
when Bart Simpson used to call Moe's restaurant. Do you remember that? It was like it was called Red or something. It was a bunch of recordings of an actual prank calls to a bar from this old bartender that sounded more raspy and crazy than Moe did. And it's a series of calls. It was like a little bit lesser known. It came out like before that Jerky Boys thing.
Yeah, right.
And I used to love it. Like the guy would end up like in a very hoarse voice wishing murder and death on this little child and his family.
Oh,
just
Jesus.
Like that's, it was like Bart Simpson calling Moe's. Right. That's where they got it from. There's some real tapes behind that. I got to find that for you guys.
Wow. Yeah.
It's probably so old. Might be able to play it now as some kind of public record or what do they call it?
I mean, prank calls are definitely a part of our childhood that I miss. And I think that more kids, unfortunately, they're never going to be able to do it. They don't even talk on the phones. They don't even
– technology.
Let alone – like they don't even know what a payphone is. Not that you needed a payphone to do it.
Well,
but like,
let's face it. Their communication is much more involved than we even realize. Like there's the whole streaks things, right? You know what the streaks are, right?
No, tell
us.
Like a
Snapchat
you guys are
streak?
Yes, exactly. I thought you guys were both suddenly older than me.
Like you snap each other – every day and see how long you can make a streak for like, you know, I don't know, whatever, as far as they want to go, right, Dan? Like 100 days.
I don't understand
all
this.
They just keep building it.
Here's the thing. If me and you are Snapchat buddies, you can't leave me on red. Did you know that?
I just learned that yesterday.
It's not a color.
Not a color.
Guys. This is like this oldest old guy talking. Like your kids would just die if they heard this conversation, how stupid we sound. But when you leave somebody on red, it means almost like I saw your text, but I didn't text you back.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
On red,
The idea with streaks is like they live their life like it's a fucking ping pong game where if I send you an image, you have to send me an image. Like if I text you something that I don't ask for a direct answer and we don't talk for a week, it's like normal, right?
Right.
Not them.
Right.
You have to fucking keep that ping pong ball in the air with these snaps, and they have streaks, and I guess it's 24 hours. If you break your streak, that's like a fucking big problem for some of these kids. Like it becomes an OCD.
Yeah, really that's insane. Way too much work.
Well, some people are just having fun with it, and I think they can handle it, and they don't really care. And other people get fucking psychotic about it.
You know what it is? It's just more reasons to constantly be on your phone, and that drives
it's
me fucking nuts.
Tool for
remember when, like, when the pandemic started, and everyone went to like they couldn't give you a menu, right? So you had to do the menus on your scan. So now I'm in your restaurant and I'm just like just staring down at my phone. Like, hold on. Yeah, I'll tell
you
what I want in a minute. After
if
I
you
try
don't
to
know what
this.
Applebee's has by now, Bobby, you shouldn't be going there.
Right.
Fiesta Line Chicken. Always the
Fiesta Line
Chicken.
The best there. That's
okay.
All
right.
All I've ever gotten from there.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I've gotten much else there.
But 30 years, I've never gotten anything other than Fiesta Lime Chicken.
It's so good.
It's funny. I must have had it because it sounded so familiar to me when you said it. I'm like, okay, that is a dish I recognize.
I've been eating that so long from Applebee's that I remember when it first came out, it wasn't called the Fiesta Lime Chicken. It was called the Tequila Lime Chicken. And
that's right.
Yeah, it was the Tequila Lime Chicken. And now it's
history of Applebee's, guys. Nobody thought they were going to get that today.
I got it just because of the name.
Brilliant.
Eating good in the motherfucking neighborhood, bitches.
All right. I don't know where they got all those pictures of our high school. I think that's creepy.
I think it's creepy, too.
Yeah.
I think it's
in my rusty singlet on every fucking wall.
I think the one with you on top of the guy's shoulders with your pom-poms, that is a great picture of you, Dan. I think you look fantastic there. But I think he's peeking up your skirt. That's all I'm saying. Right. I think he's taking a peek.
Yeah, and that's the way I wanted that picture. I paid extra to that photographer. I said, look, I'll give you the sign. I'm going to give you the shot you need.
Right. And you were like, just be aggressive.
But I want this on every Applebee's wall in New Jersey.
I had a long view plan. And now I can honestly say everybody's like
one day, there's going to be a shitty chain restaurant all throughout the United States that is going to plaster
your
picture.
Your children have been looking up at my sack hanging out of a skirt
right.
for the last 25 years. That's and I planned this when I was in high school.
You're a fucking genius.
It's an evil genius with the stupidest of plans.
So we have four games coming up this week. We talked a little bit on Saturday night. Dan, how many points do they need to pull out of these next four games with that, so it's not a complete and total disaster?
Man. I remember as per our discussion, I totally agree with what Bobby was saying. So I'll let him put the numbers on it. But this is a streak that if you don't do better than average, you're going to be shocked and a little dismayed.
So out of a possible 10 points, what do they got to walk away with before you're like, you know, then we're freaking out saying this team's
possible 10 points for the five?
Yeah, five games, possible 10 points.
We're going to look 5 games ahead or 3 games ahead?
Well, I guess, well, no. How many games do we have this week? Four?
We have four games
Sunday.
Four. Let's do the first three before. No, let's do the 8 points. We won't do the Sunday game. We'll talk about that Saturday. So, yeah, possible 6 points.
Oh, so just the 3 games.
Just the 3 games.
Okay.
Montreal, Washington, Buffalo.
Yeah, I think you got to win 2 out of 3 and at least get a point on the third or you're going to be disappointed. So
five. Five.
Yeah, six. That's 5 or 6.
Five or 6. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to get 6. I think this is the beginning of their roll. I think they win 3 in a row.
That's more likely.
Computer just told them spell.
Honestly, Chris, it's over. Funny. I think you guys are both right in the sense that what Chris said is actually more likely. But I think that 5 out of 6 is what is the minimum for success. Yeah. I'll be happy with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know what's going to really happen. But
I mean, basically what that really boils down to, if I'm being completely honest, I expect the first two wins.
Yes.
I expect to lose the first two games. No, I expect the first two wins. I'm just kind of giving that Buffalo as that possible leeway for like an overtime loss.
Yes.
But realistically, if they don't beat the Capitals and the Habs, it's already not a good week.
I'm kind of expecting the Capital game to be a fucking massacre. I mean, they really should just beat the living snot out of them. They should win by 3 or more goals easily. Even in Montreal, like, they can't figure shit out. You know what? I watched Montreal the other night, and you know you're old when you're watching a hockey game, and everyone on the bench just looks like prepubescent teenagers, and you're just like, these guys are, like, 16 years old. They look so friggin' young.
Oh, yeah.
It happens
so one day. You're like, man, it is odd. It's very crazy.
I said hot.
Oh, you're on your own with that one. You are on your own.
I mean, odd.
It's just odd because
Freudian
stuff. I think I remember, you know, being a kid, never thinking that you would be the same age of these players. And then I think, like, it's so coincided with the Devils doing their absolute best where they were clearly older than us.
Right.
And then as, you know, interest waned a little bit, there's a little bit over the years where you weren't tuning in as much and you kind of missed that little crossover point where the players were really exactly your age. Or even a year or two younger. And, you know, like, so next thing you know, you're like, oh, dude, I'm 10, 15 years older than everybody and it's growing every fucking year. It's crazy.
When we constantly call players by their dad's names, you know we're getting old. You know, when it's Adam Foote, not Cal and Nolan Foote, when it's Mac Ty Domi, not Max Domi.
Chucking, ripping it up.
Yeah, exactly. Grandmother
calls you your uncle's name because she's losing it. That's what you think of. And that's what we look like right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
She's like, no, who? No, that's not my name. That's uncle's. Do you know who I am? You know? You ever talk to your grandmother like that? Yeah.
No, I don't have any grandparents.
Well, that's, yeah.
Your grandmother is like 105 years old.
Oh, she's dead now. But yeah, she would be.
She died?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
I didn't know that.
By like, yeah, quite a few years.
Wait, how come I didn't know about this?
Yeah, I don't know. It was the
I feel
year
like
after
I just
COVID.
Saw her.
It was the year after COVID. We had her 100th, okay? So the year of COVID was pretty amazing because everybody was doing that. We can't go kill grandma right now thing, right? And it's her birthday, and grandma doesn't understand like how to turn the TV on, let alone what's happening in the world.
Right. She just thinks everybody ignored her for her birthday.
Well, we had to come up with something. So everybody had these stupid, annoying things they were doing.
Did you fucking kill grandma?
Well, we'll see about that.
Never know where the show's going to go, do you?
We decided to kill grandma. No. What happened was we just did one of those things where you drive by her house, okay?
Oh, you and did a drive-by and you just fucking started shooting?
Holly said drive-by. And so we got – no, but then it turns into like one of these festivals I see in the park on the weekends sometimes where there's lots of flags because we have our own banners. And we're like this train of people going around this old people neighborhood. It's great. And we got our banners out of our cars and we stop in front of our house. And somebody's got to go get her because she can't hear shit. There's 20 cars outside.
She's turning the TV down.
So, you know, like the one person who, through COVID, has been like taking care of her is allowed to be, you know, they're like the quarantine. Yeah. Remember, we were doing all this shit, right?
Yeah.
And so they get, and then a lot, like half the family, I think, didn't believe in COVID.
Oh, boy.
And they started walking over to her.
Oh, no.
And then the other half of the family going, are you trying to kill her? It was it was insane because we had a COVID family battle on the lawn of this old woman's house. And she doesn't know what the fuck's going on. She's almost confused. She's looking like, why are people yelling? Why? Right. And she's telling people, come in. And she's wondering, she's never had a drop in of fucking 25 people out of nowhere. That's never happened. Not even when she was up and about in the 50s. She never got 25 people. And she doesn't even know COVID exists. She has no idea what's going on.
Oh, man.
So it was
brutal.
It was the most hilarious but sad thing all at the
same
time.
Well, how'd she die?
She was hit by a car. No, listen. This woman, she survived the Spanish flu epidemic.
Yep.
And she really did. It came out about the same year she was born or whatever. And she went through the depression and everything else. And she made it through COVID, but like a following year.
You didn't kill grandma.
No. She was found with a needle in her arm.
Oh, she never kicked it, huh?
Listen, nobody blames her.
Like, poor granny never kicked it.
That's something you never hear. Like, this guy turned 95 and he said, what the fuck? I'm going to start shooting heroin.
Right.
And he ODs. It's always somebody who had their whole life ahead of them, you know? But nobody ever thinks, you know what grandma needs right now is some fucking opiates. She's 100.
Absolutely.
She deserves them.
You know what? She totally does.
Most of the time, let's teach her how to do heroin.
I think that I would love for my children to do that to me if I get them in like late 90s. Did you ever watch Archer?
It never happens like that. Archer. I've seen some episodes, yeah. Some.
His butler? I forget his name. He's
Woodstock or Woodsworth?
Yeah. Woodford? It's Wood something, yeah. Well, he's like 80 years old. He's a heroin addict. He's a junkie in the show.
That's right. I forgot.
He's like always disappearing to go cop some fucking smack.
Yeah, which is hilarious from like an Alfred the Butler kind of character, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Like, how can we make this? Just make him a heroin addict. All right, that works.
That's good.
That works.
Yeah.
So, all right, I think I got to wrap this show up because I am going to go watch the Vikings get their butts kicked. So for that, you know, really looking forward to it. But we will be back probably on Thursday and we'll discuss the two games, the Montreal and the Washington game. We will have the Keys Door game up on the YouTube channel some point tomorrow. So subscribe, like, share, tell a friend, whatever else you got to do. Who gives a shit, right? Just pop in and hang out with us, and we could tell stories about Dan's junkie grandmother and Bobby's
a million of them.
Girls hockey team, and you know everything else that's going on in the world. So for Bobby, Dan, I'm Chris. With the Uncle Puckers, and we'll see you when we see you.
Puckers out.
Later.
You motherfucker, you got that queued up.
Yeah.
I couldn't get the intro.
You did it. You just did it 45 minutes late.
I'm going to do it now.
You're listening to the Uncle Puckers the Jersey Devil podcast with Chris, Dan, Bobby, and Tony.
It's over.
You did it. You did it.
We got the intro.
All right. Good stuff.
That was fun.
What a clusterfuck.